Okay.
Are all the constables called in, Mark?
I don't know. We can do a roll call.
Yes, I'm going to do a roll call. Mark Martino?
Here.
John Donahue?
Here.
John Hill?
Here.
Ken Hotelling? Ken Hotelling? Okay, right now we still have a quorum.
Yes. And you had a, we have a 7:25 public hearing.
Yep.
For Howie House special permit.
Yes.
And if you want to call that public hearing to order.
Yes, I would like to call the public hearing in for Holly House.
And if there's any, is Holly here? Holly?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Please stand by.
Who else is here?
You will now be
from Bardone?
Tom from Bardone Lancer Bank.
Okay. I just want to make sure we had. I think there was, just as a background here, last month we did the rezoning application to rezone the property from residential to commercial residential, which allows this use. Since then, the proposal and the site plan has gone to Oswego County Planning Department for the 239 referral, and they came back and said not a significant impact on the county. It's a local issue. The town planning board last week recommended approval. There was a few things that needed to be addressed, and I think that they've addressed that to the planning board satisfaction. And you should have received the updated map with those corrections.
Okay, so all corrections and everything that's is met this. Am I correct in saying that?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, does any of the councilmen have anything to say about it?
Hold on, he has nothing to say.
Okay. Okay, Mark. Would you like to make a motion on this? Mark? Hello?
Actually, all you need to do really is just to close the public hearing, Tony, that there's no other right on
okay,
time, man. So the regular meetings can start at 7:30.
Okay, so we'll close the public hearing, and we will start our regular meeting. So, saying that, anybody out there that might have something to they want to bring up?
Well, before you do that, Tony, so Holly and Tom might be able to go if we can take care of them first, maybe, on her special permit.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just requesting, maybe.
No, that's fine.
And with that, unfortunately, I didn't have time to do up a proposed resolution and send it out. But if we can do the format that we normally do for a resolution approving a special permit like this, we can put it in resolution form later. And typically what the resolution says that be it resolved, the town board, town of Hastings, declares itself lead agency for the purpose of seeker and makes a negative declaration on this application. As a side note, I have reviewed the seeker on this and recommend the negative deck. The second part of the resolution, be it further resolved, the town board, town of Hastings approves this special permit permit application with the latest site plan that was submitted. I don't have the date in front of me. And I would just request a motion to that effect, second in the vote.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Okay, we have a second.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It's carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it, and I hope you all have a nice night because I'm going to.
And then next step, Holly, just so you realize, is you got to come down and get a building permit.
Oh, I would be glad to do that. Thank you, everybody, and I really, really appreciate everything, and I'm really excited. Thank you.
Okay. We're excited about having you.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you guys very much. So I don't think we have any other things on the agenda for tonight. So
I don't believe you do, Tom. I think you're free to go. Enjoy yourself.
All right. Yep. You guys too. Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Is there any other business out there?
I do have another request for the town board.
Okay.
We're actually getting, from what the engineers are telling me, close to being able to bid out portions of the Phase E Water District. And I would request a motion from the town board authorizing the engineers to bid this out. When it's ready. You know, each phase is there's four different contracts. As we get the approvals, I think some of these are going to be coming in prior to our next meeting in July. And instead of holding it up, I'm just requesting that we're able to.
So when they're ready to bid, they call Shelley to place an ad?
They could do that, or actually, in the past, they've done it themselves. So it authorizes the publication of a bid.
Okay.
And the town board always reserves the right to reject any and all bids. So.
Right.
Yep. Well, I know that there's a lot of Hastings residents out there that are ready for this water. I've been getting a lot of emails about it recently. So I think that's something I'm in favor of.
So you made that motion, Tony?
I sure did. I make the motion.
I'll second it. That's Mark.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carry.
Thank you very much. That's all that I really have for the town board this evening.
Is there anybody else out in the phone audience that has anything?
Yeah. Hello?
No.
Yeah,
nothing?
My name is Jerry.
Yes,
my name is Jerry Thayer. My name is Jerry Thayer. I'm the president of Moose Mountain Racing Club. And I just wanted to see if it was possible for me to open on the 20th of June.
Jerry, in that situation there, you have to meet state requirements. And on that situation there, I think we'll be going into phase three. I don't know if our county chairman is out there in phone land or not. Jimmy Weatherup, are you out there? Okay.
I don't think he's on.
Okay.
I'm actually here. Supervisor Bush, I'm actually on the line.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Weatherup, this is Jerry from Moose Mountain. I have a question, and I don't even know if you would have the answer because it's how the state's been operating, but He was wondering if he was going to be able to start racing the 20th of June.
Well, it's an excellent question, and it does seem to be a moving ball. But, sir, if you can hear me, there is a New York Forward website that you can go on and look. But basically, the governor has allowed racing, but with no spectators at this point. As far as what happens in the future, there is, at least we think, scheduled to be another phase opening possibly this Friday, but there's nothing definite on that. But as I understand the conversations that we have daily on this, is that that would more fall into the phase four guidelines with what they call a mass gathering. So that probably would be scheduled to open on June 26th if we still hit all our metrics. I don't know if that fits your plan at all, but as far as the racing itself, you can do it. You just can't have any spectators.
Okay. I have one other question for the board. Because we have a limited schedule to begin with, and because we're getting so late into the season, I was hoping that I could add to my schedule a little bit so we can try to get in a full season. We normally do about 10 to 13 races a year, and if I stick to the every other week, we won't ever get them in. I'm hoping I can add another weekend a month, and we'll go over the 13 races.
Does the town board hear what Jerry's saying? He's limited.
Yes.
Because of the COVID, he's limited, and he's asking the town board, is there any way you can allow him to get his 10 to 13 races then? Go ahead.
Well, the biggest concern that I have is the town board approved the special permit, and it was based on certain races at certain times. So the town board has to modify that. Jerry, have you thought about what days you might want to add so the town board can look at this?
I did. I'd have to redo my whole schedule. I had an original schedule to start, back in May, but obviously that schedule isn't going to work. Give me a second. I got to look at my calendar, and I can give you the dates that I would be interested in doing, if that works.
But we're looking after, with Jimmy Weather up said, what, June 23rd, 26th?
Sure. And then Jimmy said
It's the 26th, Mark, is what it's tentatively scheduled for. It may be earlier, it may be later, but that's
okay.
We could get started on the 20th and just do, members-only racing. I think that's what some of the other tracks are doing without any spectators. And then, after we can wait, because the next weekend would have been the 4th of July, and we won't race on the holiday weekend anyhow. So what I'd be looking to do is the 20th of June, the 11th, and the 18th of July. The 1st, the 15th, and the 29th of August. The 12th and 26th of September. Maybe add one the 5th and 19th of September. And the 19th and 24th of October. Depending on, we might have snow by the 24th of October, though. But if we can fit one more in October than those dates I mentioned, and one more in September, we should be able to do it.
So, Jerry, you're basically talking about if you do extend these, if the town board was able to extend this, it would be later in the months, October, September.
Yeah, well, what it would be like what the special permit says now is I can only race every other weekend. What it would do is I'd have 2 weekends back-to-back in July, 2 weekends back-to-back in August, and 2 weekends back-to-back in September in order to catch up.
Okay. Mark, do you have any input on that?
Well, let me ask you also, because unfortunately I don't have everything in front of me. I didn't have an opportunity to look this up. And I think Jerry has it all in front of him. The September, October races are past when we normally would have raced anyway. So you're extending the season a little bit?
Yeah,
that's
normally we race into September.
Okay. So you're looking to add an extra month at the end of this?
Well, no, what I'm looking to do is to add an extra race in basically, July is only going to be 2 races, but they'll mm-hmm. be back-to-back. And according to the special permit that we received from you, mm-hmm. we can only race. It doesn't give us, a specific time period. When it ends, it just says that we can only race.
Not what I'm asking. I think when we set this all out, we talked about the different months, didn't we?
Let me start with. I've been president in the past, but I just became president this year again. So,
well, congratulations.
I'm out of the loop a little bit. What I've got to go by is a paper that was given to me.
Wasn't you and I the ones that sat down, we talked about this? Wasn't you the one that came to the town board?
No.
No?
No, that was Jason Sherman, Mark.
Yeah, because there was a whole group. There's a whole group from.
Yes, I was not present. I am aware of that meeting. That was back a few years ago when Jason Sherman was president.
Okay.
Well, is this something, Mark, we can look into later?
Well, I guess I'm trying to look at, what is he looking for? And it's not impossible to work with the group, but we still have to maintain what we have to do to protect the neighbors around there and what they're expecting.
Right.
And I think a lot of education or information that goes back and forth with the neighbors of that area, which we can do on behalf of the association, and try to work something out like we did originally. We had everybody in the room. Okay. It seems like everything except, I think you said there was June 20th you wanted to do something with no spectators?
Right.
Okay, everything after June 20th is actually after the next town board meeting.
Okay.
So I think the only thing that's really up for discussion would be June 20th at this point, because the rest of it we can look at it next month.
Okay.
Somebody's got it. Somebody needs to hit mute. Please. Thank you.
So Jerry, I guess what Mark's saying is, if you do race June 20th, the chairman did say that you could probably do that without spectators, and then your next race is going to be after our board meeting, so that would give the board time to get some feedback and see if this is something that we can help you with.
And I think it's okay. The next extra race is after the next board meeting.
Yeah, the next one I'd like to do would be the 11th of July. So I'm not sure when the next board meeting is.
But is it, what's that?
The 11th of July would be the next race.
Is that the one that you would normally do, as according to the approval?
Well, normally we would do the 18th, but that's the every other week. Right now, the tentative schedule has the 4th of July on its schedule, and I don't like to race on the 4th of July.
You're not going to race on the 4th of July. You're going to race the weekend after the 4th.
Right, the 11th.
So you want to swap the 4th for the 11th.
Correct. And then it goes back to the regular schedule on the 18th and 1st of August and so on.
Mm-hmm. I think the important thing here, and I this is just my opinion, it's up to the town board, actually. But if we go to the neighbors and say, the 4th is off the calendar, enjoy yourself, it's a long weekend, they're going to swap it for the following week, I don't know if they would necessarily have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as a board, I mean, and then that will get us past the next board meeting, and we can talk with the neighbors and have a better idea for what happens after that.
Okay. When would be your next board meeting?
Oh, with everything on my phone right now, now I got to find a calendar. Okay. Thanks, Gary.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. 14th.
Okay. So the 14th of July.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Jerry. Are you going to do something on the 25th?
The 25th of June?
July.
I don't have anything planned for that. What I can do is we can set up the 18th in my schedule with the possibility of adding the 25th. Is that what you're thinking? And we can
out. Actually, what I'm thinking here is you're trading off the 4th of July weekend for the 11th and the 18th.
Yeah.
And then they have the 25th off.
Right. Yes, the 25th would be off. The next scheduled one would be the 1st of August.
Mm-hmm.
And then, every other week from there. And like I said, I'd like to try to add a couple more in there. But, we can discuss that at the next meeting.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and again, it's up to the town board, but you give them a long weekend and plus a quiet spring, and then do the 11th and the 18th. I don't know necessarily if the residents of the area would have a problem with that, as long as we told them what's going on.
Right.
I don't know. What does the board think?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
This is John Hill. I'm fine with it. It makes sense. It's been a quiet spring, and to add a couple wouldn't seem to be a problem, especially when we give up the 4th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was that? I'm sorry.
No, and like you said, Mark, he gives us a little time to talk to the neighbors also.
Yeah, and I'll reach out to the neighbors and tell them that what the switch is so they can plan accordingly.
Okay.
This is Mark. I don't have a problem with it either.
Do we need a moment? Okay, I have no problem.
Okay. No, I would just do a quick motion saying that the town board is authorized. Nah, I think everybody's input is good. I think that's fine. I think we're fine to go through July.
Yes, he's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as June 20th follows the state guidelines, and then if there are spectators in July, it's got to follow the state guidelines.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Okay, Jerry, are you all set on that for July?
Yep. I'm all set on that, and whether we do it by phone or in person, I'll talk to you guys on the 14th of July, I guess.
That sounds great. Thank you, Jerry.
All right. Thank you, Tony, and the rest of you. I don't know all of you guys, but thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. That's settled. Is there any other business? Okay. I would just like to make a mention real quick that, as you know, that our cleaning ladies stepped down. So I just want to give some props to Shelly for going in and disinfecting everything just about every day. And Trudy's been going in doing the toilet paper, and every once in a while this guy here will go in and clean up. So I just – and Mark and everybody's been doing their diligence at the office to keep things clean. So I just want to give a thanks for everybody for helping out there. And the second thing I'd like to mention
– Tony?
Yes?
This is Mark. As if you didn't know.
Go ahead.
Shelly just told me that the ad has been put in the paper.
Okay.
And we've asked for a request of bids.
Okay.
To be returned by the 16th of July?
Okay.
16th of June.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds great. Okay. Is everybody still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. The second thing I have is I just wanted to say that the town of Hastings has an employee that reached his 30 years of service with the town in the past week or so. And it's not every day that we have an employee that dedicates and gives 30 years of service to any business or anything today. So with that note, Mark Lombardo has done 30 years of service to the town of Hastings. And I want to congratulate him for his 30 years of service. And with that note, is there a Fred Beardsley out there?
Yes, I'm here.
Fred Beardsley, as the first person that ever hired Mark Lombardo, with a very few words, did you say something about him?
Well, first I want to make it clear, Tony, that I've cut this down to 80 minutes. That for those that are much younger than me and don't know the entire history, I would like to take a minute and go back to when Mark first started with the town board. The town evolved from rather shaky zoning laws, and Mark was a key player in putting those laws into effect. We followed that up with the first master plan that the town ever had done on its own, and again, Mark was a very key part of that. As things progressed and the town grew, when we started pursuing water, Mark took on the position of community planning and development, and without any question was a key player, not only in putting those water businesses together, as he continues to do today, but also he was a key player in putting the funding together for those. He's been recognized through most of upstate New York for his abilities there. That transferred into utilizing those same abilities in our sewer district, where he has also become a key player. If you follow the timeline for the town of Hastings and how it's grown, I just don't know that we can recognize his efforts enough for what he's done over the years. I would add that on the code enforcement topic, it has been the practice and continues to be the practice today for most of the towns in this county to seek Mark's advice along the code enforcement lines because of the expertise he's put together over the years. So to sum it up and stay within my 80 minutes, I just don't think the town of Hastings can thank him enough for what he's done for the taxpayers in this town, and I personally thank him very much for it.
Thank you very much.
Is there a proof file out there?
You know, the wires are hooked up. So,
Bruce,
Mark, Bruce, God bless you for all you've done. Yes, yes.
Wow.
To all the councilmen out there that are on the staff with Supervisor Bush, I would just like to bring the fact: you show me a man who cannot be bothered to do little things, and I'll show you a man who cannot be trusted to do big things. And I'll just take my hat off to Mark Lombardo in the fact, especially in the time that I was on staff, how Mark is able to help complete the water districts and the sewer districts and all the small things. Whenever you had a question or a concern or a call, as Mr. Beardsley had said, that a lot of towns seek Mark's input. So with that, my hat is off to you, Mark. And I'm glad to call you my friend.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you very much. You're too kind, man.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And is there a Jim Leather up out there?
Well, yeah, you already spoiled it. You know I'm on there. I won't be quite as nice with Mark, but no, he has done wonderful things.
Wouldn't expect anything else.
He took it from a job that I don't think anyone could do, certainly not as a part-time supervisor or anybody on the board, but certainly through his efforts, through the funding, through, you know, getting all the approvals. He's always had the town in mind. He's always helped the town board. He's never let me down, but we have had some terrific arguments over the years. But I got to tell you, for the most part, he's right in every argument. I don't like that he's right every time, but I learned to live with it, and it's been enjoyable, and congratulations, Mark.
Thank you so much, Jim. But did you realize at the beginning of this meeting it's been recorded? You can't take your question.
Stella, you got to tell me if he's crying.
All right. I do have to jump back to I'm on a county call right now if I could. But again, congratulations, Mark.
I do appreciate your time, Jimmy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, thanks.
All right,
bye.
And I would just like to add also, Mark, I echo everything the other supervisors say. I know with me having a full-time job, and if there was a lot of times that, you know, that you were there when I needed you, and, you know, you were able to look up things that I was not able to look up, and we've been in a lot of meetings together, and you seem to have a lot more answers than I ever did, and you've made me look good on a lot of occasions. Then there's those occasions. Oh, no, I won't bring them up. But anyway. But anyways, I think I speak on behalf of the town board and the councilmen, and I'm sure if they have anything to say, I really would like them to say it. But I do believe the councilmen and behalf of the town of Hastings, I believe that you're the guy that we want in our background, so when we do have issues, that we always seem to fall back, and you're always seem to be standing there waiting for us to fall back. So I personally appreciate everything you do for the town of Hastings and for me. And is there any councilman out there that might have something to say? You're more than welcome.
Yeah, Tony, this is John. Are you there?
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I've worked with Mark for going on 30 years now. 28 as the town engineer and now with the town board. He certainly does above and beyond with all the town work, dealing with people and working for the residents of the town. That's what's in his heart. I've seen him in a lot of meetings. I've seen him on the floor with at conferences, working with funding agencies. You know, he's got the whole package, and I really do appreciate it. I've appreciated everything he's done for the town, everything he's done for the town board, and for all the residents. And, again, I think Bruce said proud to call him my friend, and certainly him too.
Well, thank you so much, John.
And, Tony, this is Mark. I agree. I mean, you're looking for a friend and somebody that's going to steer you in the right direction to do the job right. He's never waived. He's always been there. He's an asset.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate it. But I'm going to tell you what. Nobody can do what the town of Hastings has done without being a team. And the town of Hastings has been a team for 30 years.
Hear, hear.
Okay. We have fought the bureaucracy. Okay. We fought some of the silly stuff that comes out of the bureaucracy. Okay. And we've done some very amazing things for this town and the residents of this town as a team. And I thank everybody through the 30 years that has been part of this team. Okay? It started with Fred and the board at that time. Gary House was on the board. Kenny Hotellin's always been on the board and has always been a big factor for this town. Okay? And now we got a new highway superintendent, Mike Lewis, who understands, and I give him a lot of credit for the fact that he understands that we always work as a team and we take care of the residents of this town. So thank you to everybody. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. And congratulations. And with that note, I would like to make a motion to pay the bills.
Come on.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. I would also like to make a motion for the minutes of last meeting.
5:29. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? And if there is nothing else in the audience or anything else, I'd make a motion to close this meeting.
A second.
Thank you again. This is very nice. Thank you for putting it together for me, or putting it together, Tony.
Well, congratulations, Mark. It all belongs to
you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.